11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Yeah, hello everybody. We are knee deep into the playoff semi-finals. My name's Lee Phelps. Pete Farris is with me to have a look at the League One second legs. Both stood at 1-1, Pete. Intriguing this division, isn't it?
Yeah, fascinating. Really, really interesting games as well. Really interesting games. And one of them, of course, in the first legs held one of the best goals you'll ever see. In them, so yeah, amazing first legs.
Yeah, let me give you the promotion odds with both locked at 1-1. Leighton Orient and Rotherham, the home ties to come. Rotherham are the 2-1 favourites. Leighton Orient 5-2, Preston 5-2, and Peterborough 4-1. Let's start with Leighton Orient versus Peterborough, then, shall we? As I say, 1-1 from the first leg, and the return leg now. Leighton Orient, of course, finished third. Peterborough 6th. In terms of the prices for the 90 minutes, 23-20 Leighton Orient. The draw is 23-10, and Peterborough are priced up at 12-5. Obviously, everyone wants the home leg second, and as Derby proved, you can really make hay in that home leg.
Yeah.
Because the away team, you know, if Leighton Orient do what they've done all season, that's a score, you know, at least a couple of goals. I know they had that little barren spell kind of in mid-March where they just stopped scoring, but apart from that, Pete, really, they've scored just every single game they've played, and they've racked up twos and threes. Peter will have to come out and go at Leighton Orient, which may play into the O's hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, when Peter went to Leighton Orient, it was a 2-1 win earlier in the season. Of course, how much you can read into that in terms of playoffs is always difficult, isn't it, at this stage? But over 2.5 is 19-20 in this game. So straight off the bat, you know exactly one of the places you want to go. And on the whole, when you look at teams who have beaten Leighton Orient at home this season, Preston, good side. Crawley, no. Bristol City, no. But Peterborough, Brentford, Wolves, Bradford are a decent side, and it was maybe a sloppy loss for them. But on the whole, when good teams have gone there, they've actually made hay at Leighton Orient. Away from home, Peterborough have been, well, the reason they're in the playoffs, absolutely woeful. They went through a period between sort of mid-October and sort of beginning of February where they barely picked up a point, and they were dreadful. And that's what's cost them really at the end of this season. That's why they were fighting for that final playoff place right till the very end, because they just were not very good away from home. It's as simple as that. But one of the places they did win was, of course, here. So several bets in this one for me. Britt Assombalonga, of course, he's already registered in one of these ties in the playoffs. He's 5-4 any time. Odds against, that's great. The over 2.5 at 19-20, that's great. And I've got to say, I really like the look here at the headline offer. Britt Assombalonga to score and Peterborough to win at 5-1 and Peterborough to qualify at 6-5. I looked at Leighton Orient, and I've had sort of strong opinions on Leighton Orient actually getting promoted at various points this season, including very recently. But I just felt the price here on Peterborough is too big. 12-5 is too big. They've, of course, already had one high-pressure day this season, which they've come through. Yes, Leighton Orient have, of course, scored away at Peterborough, which is a big plus for them, and Peterborough will have to try and eradicate that. Am I thinking that Peterborough don't score in this game? No chance. They definitely bag in this. 12-5 is massive, but I just feel that they will get over the line, certainly in terms of the to qualify market at 6-5. And the fact that all the markets are so strongly in terms of value in Peterborough's favour, in Leighton Orient's favour, is a little bit wrong for me. Now, I've made the point that Peterborough's away form is absolutely woeful, and I get that, but this is different to that. This is not league away form anymore. This is about strong, you know, just strong form away from home. In terms of JPT, of course, which is, you know, a bit more in line with what you're getting in terms of playoff games. This is about their experience this season in these slightly more tough games. And Leighton Orient have had a thing for a couple of years now where they maybe haven't got over the line where they would have liked to. And I'd like to go against them, if I'm perfectly honest with you, especially with the value. My favourite bet of all, Britt Assombalonga to score any time, Peterborough to win, 5-1. Pfft, big.
Yeah, it does look nice, doesn't it? It does look nice. Rotherham v Preston is the next one that we're going to look at. This one is on the 15th of May, at 7:45, of course. 1-1 from the first leg. The prices for the 90 minutes, 23 to 20 Rotherham, 23 to 10 the draw, and 12 to 5 Preston. The qualified prices, same as the previous match, Rotherham 8 to 13, Preston 6 to 5. When you look at it, we talked about Rotherham's away scoring record, and it was the highest in the division there. The home scoring record is right up there as well. I think there are only 44 goals they've scored, which is equal to Preston and Brentford at home. When you look at Preston's away goal scoring form, it's not brilliant. It's not terrible either. 28 goals they've scored away from home, which wouldn't rank them as one of the playoff teams in away performances. What? I mean, you think to yourself, well, Rotherham can just outscore them. What worried me, Pete, was the amount of goals that Rotherham have scored conceded at home. They conceded 30 goals at home, which puts them mid-table or below mid-table. In if you rank that, Wolves conceded 15 at home. 30 goals at home is a lot to concede for Rotherham. We thought the first one could be a high scorer. Could this one?
Yeah, it could. The stat about Rotherham is an intriguing one because, yes, at home they ship goals, but they have in the league this season only lost 3 games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So as much as they've shipped all these goals that you've mentioned there, like, they ain't really lost a lot of matches.
No.
Which, the old thing of you can concede as much as you like as long as you're not losing games is probably about fair, really.
Mm.
The problem you've got here is that Preston away from home, at times this season, haven't exactly been the highest scorers in the world. You talked about Rotherham being high conceders, but Preston, they don't really concede a huge amount of goals. Sorry, score a huge amount of goals on the road. You really look at them breaking the 2-goal barrier on only 2 or 3 occasions this season: Tranmere, Colchester, and Oldham. None of which are particularly great sides. But you look at Rotherham for me in this, and I struggled with the outright in this in the first leg of this, Lee, and I'm struggling again.
Mm.
There's a few bets in this that I think are really good. Joe Garner's 5-4 any time. He scored in the league game between these two. He's scored that absolutely stunner. If you haven't seen it, look it up. It is just unbelievable. Steve Evans, who's not always the most gracious of characters at times, he's a very good manager indeed, but possibly at times could be called not the most gracious, has called it goal of the century. And Joe Garner takes it on his chest, he knocks it over a player on his knee, and then volleys it home.
Beautiful.
I mean, it is insane.
It's kind of Letizia, or maybe Bergkamp-esque, I would say.
It is an insanely good goal. And I actually only saw it this morning when I was prepping for this, and it is an insanely good goal. I think Rotherham can get over the line here. Mm. Joe Garner's 5-4 any time. I would side with Rotherham of the two here in this one, which is Rotherham to qualify 8-13. I would go there, but I am uncomfortable with that. But there are so many other really good bets here, I think. For both teams to score, yes, 8-11. Short, but backable. The over 2.5, I could back 19-20. The Joe Garner anytime, 5-4. You could even look at, if you wanted to, Alex Ravel. Huge price in this, scored in the last game. 7-4 anytime. I know that Agar's been in great goal-scoring form of late, couple of braces to his name, but 7-4 any time is brilliant. And I also quite like the look of Lee Frecklington at 100-30. Went through on goal, you could argue, possibly should have scored in that first leg. But it was really, really good goalkeeping for Preston that kept it out. But 100-30 is absolutely brilliant for Lee Frecklington in that game for me. Absolutely cracking stuff. But to be honest with you, I just think Rotherham might do it. Whether it's done on penalties, whether it's done any other way, I'm not sure. But 8-13 Rotherham, I'd maybe side with them. In terms of how the game goes, though, outside of both teams are scoring overs, I ain't got a clue. This could be ridiculous. Mm. And Joe Garner any time at 5-4 is good, and Alex Ravel any time at 7-4 is equally as good.
Yeah, I can see that. It's one of those games. There's loads and loads of bets, but very hard just to pick the top one.
Yeah, exactly. Lee.
We're still picking naps for each of these podcasts. Peter, you've had 2 winning naps from 2 playoff podcasts. Can't argue. One was a 6-1, of course, which we already mentioned, and then your over 2.5 goals, was it, in the derby game landed handsomely, 11-10. It looks even more wrong now than it did then. It looked pretty wrong when you put it up. So Pete has added quite a lot to your total, Pete. That's made quite a big difference. You've added 90, I say 91 to your total? Not bad at all. I think you're about minus, I haven't got my book with me, but I think you're around the kind of minus 113 mark. So, you know, naught is achievable now.
Well, a profit is achievable, technically.
Yes, but let's just go for not being in debt after a full season. But profit is achievable. I had a loser with the over 2.5 in the first leg of the Rotherham Preston game, but then Chris Martin duly obliged at even money. So £20 on, £10 off, and pretty much as you were, plus £83. Where are you going for these two League One semi-final second legs, Pete?
Yeah, pretty simple, really. Over 0.5. No, I'm kidding. I'm really glad I'm hitting that form just in time to kick on for the rest of the season. Oh, yeah.
The World Cup. You know, you get informed for the World Cup, to say that.
Yeah, I'm getting informed for the World Cup. Yeah. If we do a podcast, which I imagine slightly higher profile,
I mean, just
people
for yourself,
than me will do the podcasts for the World Cup. I'm more than happy to do the World Cup podcast, but I have a feeling that despite my UEFA credentials, someone who's played the game and managed it, say, like Rod Atkinson, or someone who's played at high level, say, like Robbie Savage, or someone who's known as Derek McGovern, I have a feeling that I may well miss out on the World Cup.
Can we go back to the what UEFA credentials have you got?
I'm a commentator for them.
Yeah, but you know, that's FIFA we're looking at here. What's UEFA got to do with it?
Well, a huge swathe of them will be European sides.
Come back to me when you're a FIFA, when you got FIFA credentials.
Oh, you've got me there. You know, you've got me there. You've got me there, Lee. I can't argue that, mate.
But Pete will be on In-Play Radio. Using his UEFA credentials to great use.
Yeah, but I refuse to talk about any non-European sides.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, no
come back when you've got your CONCACAF credentials. Then we'll talk. What's your nap?
It's Brit Assam Belonga to score and Peterborough to win at 5-1.
Wow, still going for it. I like this style. I like your style.
But I've been very clear for the whole season, Lee, when I've been having a dreadful time in the naps, landing bets elsewhere, but having dreadful time in the naps, I've never just chased big prices, because that's not fair and that's not the point of the podcast. I meant to put up my favourite bets. But genuinely, I love that bet.
Absolutely. Fair enough.
He scored again the other day. I'm expecting goals in the match. And of course, he could score and it could be a 1-0 win. It wouldn't matter. But his physicality could be frightening for that Leighton-Orient back line. He's one of the top goal scorers in the league. It all builds up to being not that massive a punt. And 5-1, I do feel, despite their terrible away form in the league, that a playoff game, a playoff away game, is just not the same thing. And I think 5-1 for Brit Assam Belonga to score and Peterborough to win is massive.
Yeah, I'm going in the Rotherham game, and I'm going to go for Rotherham to score a goal in the first half. It's priced up at 10-11. That's right. If you click on the goals tab, right near the bottom, first half, Rotherham under over 0.5 goals. The over there at 10-11. Reason being is that not only do Rotherham score plenty in the first half, but Preston have been conceding fairly early as well in their away games in the run-up to the end of the season. And I think Rotherham will go for this. Scored early against Bristol City, against Brentford, against Notts County. In fact, they got four in the first half against Notts County. First half against Stevenage, against Leighton Orient. Yeah, I could go on, but I won't. Yeah, but I like that. Just a goal for Rotherham in the first half would land the 10-11. We'll be back on Thursday to preview the second legs of the League Two semi-finals. As we record this, one of those still yet to be played because of the waterlogged pitch at York. So we'll tweet the link out on Thursday, and then after that one we'll be back in time for the Championship, League One and League Two playoff finals. Pete, thanks for your time. Speak on Thursday.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.